The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at uacpa.org.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, we are going to talk about forgiveness versus defaulting on your loans. There's a lot in the news recently about some loans being forgiven, possibly by the Biden administration. So I want to talk to David Green. He is the CEO of Earnest, which is a fintech lender. And you're actually the number one company for student loan refinancing in the nation. So I'm hoping you can shed some light on if everybody's loans or a lot of people's loans are forgiven up to $10,000, which is what they're trying to do. How is that different from if I just decided not to pay $10,000 worth of my loan?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. And that's a very good question. You know, I think it's a little bit difficult to answer at this point, as there are still a lot of unknowns in the, you know, how anything will work out as far as debt forgiveness. So, you know, I don't want to speculate on that too much. I think, you know, I can talk about the defaulted loan side. And if you, the biggest impact to you, if you start defaulting on your loans, is that that's going to show up on your credit report, and that's going to make it harder for you to get other types of credit extended to you in the future. So that's certainly an outcome that we want to try to help people avoid at Earnest.
I know a lot of this is theoretical now because it hasn't happened, but if a ton of students get some of their loans forgiven, will that affect, do you think, companies in the future, lending companies, like, will they be just hopping to like, okay, yeah, let's give credit to a bunch of people if they think that at some point they won't get their money back?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as we're concerned, at least I can talk about that and student loan forgiveness. I think the point is for us, regardless of what happens on the forgiveness side, you know, we know that this is still going to be a problem that we're working on. You know, we're focused on helping make higher education affordable and accessible. And this is not a kind of a comprehensive solution. And so that's really what we're working towards every day and the ways we can help people make better decisions going into school so they don't end up in that space with, you know, too much debt to pay off, and then helping them pay off that debt after they graduate.
So it does say that Earnest is a loan refinancer. Do you originate loans, or you only refinance them once somebody has the loan in hand?
Yeah, so we have basically, I would say, three main products today. Our number one product is student loan refinancing, as you said. And so that's for graduates who have completed their degree for the most part, or parents of graduates. And so they can get lower interest rates generally and pay off their loans in a faster time at a lower cost by refinancing. We also offer a private student loan for those individuals going into school. And there we're really focused on helping people understand what they're taking out, how they can afford to pay it, how they can minimize the cost of their education by making some sort of payment in school, whether that's even $25 a month. And then our third piece here is helping people maximize their scholarships and their financial aid through a platform that we have called Going Merry. So this is a national scholarship search platform. You can put in just a little bit of information and see all the various scholarships that you qualify for. And then we can help pre-fill some of that.
Are you seeing difficulty, though, now? Right now, we've got interest rates going up, and the Fed has said we're going to continue to raise the rates for, I think, another year. You know, every few months, they're going to add that. So if I took out a loan 2 years ago, and now my child has graduated, and it's still a ton of money, is it going to help me at all if I try to refinance right now?
Yeah, I think it's always something that you should explore. We have a really easy tool that lets you, you know, check if that's going to benefit you today, and there's no hit to your credit score or anything like that. You give us a couple of pieces of information, and we can give you an accurate rate estimate. So it is true that as interest rates go up, that population of individuals that will benefit from refinancing in the short term does go down, but it's still worth checking those rates today because many, many people still would benefit.
Okay, so I know for those of the listeners in the Salt Lake area, you're here attending the Silicon Slopes Summit, Can you tell me what is it that Earnest is bringing as a fintech lender to this conference?
Yeah, I think I spoke yesterday on the topic of community and how that applies to, you know, not only a little bit of my personal career, but, you know, how you can use community to advance your career. And certainly the idea of how important community and finding the right community is in higher education. And so a part of that is that, you know, when we're trying to help individuals make the right decisions going into school and how to finance their education, occasionally that can come down to, you know, a very dollars and cents discussion. And while that is obviously important and we need to help make sure that people are set up for success upon graduation, we don't want to steer the conversation to be completely about, you know, are you getting the absolute, you know, money maximizing degree? And make the entire make the entire college process about just a transaction. Like finding this community, finding the people that you fit in with, building that relationships, all of those are also important parts of college.
Yeah, that might have saved me a bit of heartache. I went into school as an aviation major, and I found it interesting. Subject was cool. Not happy in that career. I did minor in theater, and I've now used some of that, what I learned in theater, in my broadcasting career. So it would have been nice to sort of have somebody help me find that community where I actually would have felt good and not spent 15 years wandering around trying to figure out what I want to do, because obviously it wasn't aviation.
Yes, indeed. I had a similar challenge myself. And I wouldn't say that Earnest is necessarily helping you figure out what that path is, but we want to be there to support you in whatever path that you choose and make sure that you're able to do it in a way that, you know, sets you up for success.
What tips can you give people who are needing to take out a loan to help finance their college, whether it's for their child or for themselves? What do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that you want to do is you want to take out, you know, the least amount of loans possible, right? And you need to make sure that you can still go to school. But so, you know, that involves filling out your FAFSA financial aid application, trying to maximize the amount of financial aid that the school will give you, applying to every scholarship that you can get, and doing all of these things that you can. There's a lot more things that you can find out about on our Going Merry platform. But all of these things that ultimately help you not take out as much money, because obviously that's going to help in paying it back. I think once you've done that, you want to just make sure you're examining all of your options as far as what loans are out there. And, you know, interest rate is obviously a key factor and something you should always keep in mind.
Okay. And if people are interested in learning more, what is your website people can go to?
Yes, it's easy, www.earnest.com. And we have tons of information for you there, or www.goingmerry.com. M-E-R-R-Y.
Going Merry as in Happy Mary.
Yes, that's correct.
Not getting married.
That's correct.
I would not be happy getting married. Okay. all right. Anything else you have for our listeners?
No, I think this has been great, and I appreciate the time. I just want to say that, you know, anybody who's thinking about going into higher education should really come check us out. We are here focused on helping our customers make the right decisions before school, during school, and after school, and ultimately helping them minimize the cost of their education.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, you are David Green, the CEO of Earnest. That's E-A-R-N-E-S-T. And Earnest is a fintech lender and the number one student loan refinancer in the nation.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. through this week. Come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.